Blog Talk Radio. Hello, this is Marcy Ann, and this is my show. Say what? When? Where? And the question I've asked my whole life, why? And tonight I want to talk about the fall. The fall from grace that we've all been taught about. And I want to start with the fact that our country was started by folks who came over here originally from England. They were seeking freedom, but they were mostly seeking religious freedom because St. Augustine of Canterbury had established the Church of England back in A.D. 597. And so at that time, it was under the authority of the Pope. It was a Catholic church. However, the Church of England then separated from the Roman Catholic Church in 1534, and the king was set in as the head of the church, and that's the way it remains today. So back in the 1600s, there were these folks who just wanted to be able to have some freedom for religion and not have to have what they believed be dictated to them by the government. So they came to this country where there really weren't any already established rules and regulations so that they could decide for themselves what it was they wanted for their life, how they wanted to live their life, and what they wanted to believe. And when these folks decided to set up a government, they wrote the Constitution, and then they added the famous First Amendment, which prohibits the making of any law respecting an establishment of religion or impeding the free exercise of religion. And this was adopted on December 15, 1791, as one of the 10 amendments to the Constitution that now constitute the Bill of Rights. Now, I believe that these men who came here were men of high principle. I think they were men of integrity. And they were, I believe, divinely motivated by a deep desire to form a more perfect union and establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. And in these 214 years that this country has been in operation, the Constitution has stood the test of time, and it still stands strong as it creates a glorious system of liberty and justice for all. But what we have to understand about these men that came from a country where the Church of England had, they came from a country where the Church of England ruled and reigned. And these concepts were molded into the fiber of their being. They were entrenched in the fundamental principles of Christianity, which is a belief in a God in three persons. The Bible is the inspired word of God. There is a judgment day, heaven and hell, and the need for absolution baptism and the Eucharist. Now, this country has mostly been thought of in all of its history as a Christian nation, and even today, 79% of the citizens of the United States still say they are a Christian. Now, many of these people don't say that they belong to a specific denomination or regularly attend church, but all of them will say that they believe in God, and all of them will say that they believe that God judges them and that they could go to heaven or hell based on that judgment. And if you ask them why they believe this, most of them will tell you about the fall, which is the story of Adam and Eve and how Eve got Adam to eat the apple of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which then became the original sin that put the entire world into condemnation and made every person from then on born in sin and separated from God. So God had to prepare a sacrifice of his son Jesus to pay the penalty for the sins and restore man back to fellowship with God as long as we were good little boys and girls and followed all of the rules so that we could go to heaven when we die. Well, you know what? I just kind of have a different idea about what the fall really was. Now that I've had my experience of being a giant, and if you haven't listened to that show, it's in the archives. It's one of my midweek pick-me-up energy shows. Because I had an experience of being in two realms at the same time and being conscious in both realms. And in the realm, which I think probably was the fifth dimension, I was a giant. And I could feel, and then I could feel myself going back down into being small enough to re-enter into my body that was lying on the bed. And to become small enough to be in my body, I realized that when we decide to incarnate and to be a human being, we have to go from being that giant in the realms of the eternal to being small enough to enter into an embryo and be born as a human baby. This is a tremendous fall. This is a great diminishing of who and what we truly are. Okay, so to fall means to descend under the force of gravity. Because, see, when we come out of the extraterrestrial realms to come into the earth realm, then we're going to be coming under this law of the of gravity here. So we descend, we fall down to be under the force of gravity. It means to come or drop down to a lower position, especially to leave another higher position. That's what a fall is, to become less, to become lower, to become of a lower level, a lower amount. It's a decline. It's a descent. Coming down, moving downwards to change, to be brought to earth, the act of moving down. It's the descent, the decrease, the dip, the drop down, the lowering, the reduction of who and what we are in order to be in this human body. That's the fall. Now, the Bible says of Jesus, when he incarnated here on earth, that even though he thought it was not robbery to be counted equal with God, he lowered himself and took on the form of a man. Well, that's just what we did. Because we also can count it not robbery to be counted equal with God. But we agreed to lower ourselves and take on the form of a human being. And here, and when that happened, that's when I think we fell out of love with ourselves. And this has been the key source of all of our lack of self-worth, why we can't believe in ourselves, and why we don't know how to love and we don't know how to be loved. We didn't fall into sin, we fell into humanity. We're an electron of light that came forth from the realms of love. When God said, let there be light, and then from out of the darkness, the life sprang forth, these quantum flashes of light energy. And then through all the evolutions of consciousness, we have pulsed our way to where we fell into a human body. So we don't need to be saved from being a sinner. We need to know that we're a part of the original love that flooded out of the heart of God. And we chose to come here to Earth because Earth is one of the God schools in the universe. It's here where we learn how to be a creator. And the very fact that you are here says that you're supposed to be a creator and learn how to create things. And the first thing you're going to learn how to create is your own life. And if you look around you, you'll see many who are actually doing that. They've learned how to create their life. And they're doing what they love. And they're manifesting their desires. And they are happy. And this is the goal of every single person here. Even our Constitution says that this is a country where we have the right to pursue our happiness in freedom. So our next step after becoming a creator is to go on into our next level of being a superhuman and begin to meet and join up with our star brothers and sisters. So if you're interested in doing this, you're going to have to unplug from the system of religion that taught you that you are a sinner. This will be the most empowering thing that you can do in your life. Each one of us is an individual creation, just like the snowflakes. There's no one else like us. We are the only one who can do what we are supposed to do. And if we're not doing our part, the entire world is affected. So Jesus came here to Earth because he also was going to God school. And his visit to Earth was like his final exam. He was to experience and learn how to have dominion over death. That was his final test. And he passed his test and took up his body from the tomb and ascended in the presence of 500 witnesses. And while he was here, he also practiced and demonstrated his dominion over all the other elements. He walked on water. He fed 5,000 people with 2 loaves and 5 fishes. He stilled the storm. He healed blind eyes. He opened deaf ears. He raised the dead. And then he raised himself from the dead, and he ascended where he had his big graduation ceremony with the celestial hierarchies of all the cosmic realms who were rejoicing and clapping their hands for him. And he now is at the right hand of the Elohim of creation, assisting in the adjudication of justice of all the principalities and powers and evil in high places. And we are now living in a time when there's going to be a big changeover from the controllers who have been manipulating things for their own purposes, and the power is going to be placed into the hands of those who are prepared and ready to take over the dominion there. And these are going to be those who can walk on water, who can feed 5,000 with 2 fishes and 5 loaves, those who can stay to this mountain, move over there, those who can say to a storm, be quiet, those who can heal the sick and provide altruistic health reforms, those who can discern the motives and intents and provide just leadership in integrity and honesty. Are you ready? Can we call upon you? It takes a lot of practice and passing your tests to be ready. And to get yourself even able to start God's school, you're going to need to know for sure, for sure, for sure that you are not a sinner. Jesus didn't die on the cross for your sins. He passed his test. There is no heaven. There is no hell. There is no day of judgment. There is no rapture. There is no tribulation. There is no devil. There is only you and me and our capacity to become a creator son of God, able to take up the reins and rule and reign in righteousness and peace and joy. First of all, in our own life, and then in providing our unique services to the community. So all we did was fall from our exalted position of being one with all love, and we became a human being. And then from the moment, or actually even before the moment of our birth, we just began to hear that we were sinners and God was mad at us. And we disconnected with the love that we were and the love that we knew. And we quit loving ourselves because we thought that God no longer loved us. So tonight, just reunite with that love stream that called you forth in the first place. You are loved and you have always been loved, and you are perfect. And you are here on earth because you are to enroll in the God school. And you're being prepared to be a creator and create environments of love. First for yourself and then for others. So fall back in love with yourself. Get on your divine path and start passing your tests, because you're needed today to set the course for the next part of our journey. Our next destination is heaven, but it is right here on earth.